You cannot change the past, but you can mould the future. In my last devotional, I left the challenge. It was time to get out of the boat and leave the last year behind, which due to the pandemic has affected our lives. However, as we move out of lockdown, we must evaluate and allow ourselves to break free of those restrictions. For if we are not careful, some habits formed by lockdown could become new comfort zones. As we re-evaluate what lies ahead in the new normal, we must ask ourselves a question: what is God saying to us? Personally, back in July 2020, when the church I attended reopened, this verse clearly spoke to me. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another. Hebrews 10:25. And as we gathered at church each week, God honoured that step and has blessed us along the way. So as we all consider what the next steps may be, I encourage you not to be merely guided by your feelings, but by God's own word. For we cannot undo yesterday, but we can act today to influence tomorrow. In 1 Samuel 12:24, we read this: only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider what great things he has done for you. Commenting on this verse, D.D. Hand said, look ahead and seek God's way. So let us let go of the past to embrace our future. Romans 12 verses 1 to 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. In verse 2, we are called to be transformed, so that we might do the perfect will of God. When we are to move into something new, it calls for us to let go of the old, even the good of the old. To move into the future, and therefore new blessings, calls for bravery and risk. But God has promised he will never leave us or forsake us. Hebrews 13 verse 5. In his book, The Anointing, R.D. Kendall talks of not living in the past anointing or even the present anointing, but preparing ourselves for a new anointing that we are about to move into. Back in 2005 at the Baptist Church Assembly, a video was shared about two churches that were to embrace the future, both of which called for risk. Two things then to consider. One, are we ready to let go of the past and embrace the future? Two, what does it mean for us as individuals and to the church to which we belong? To move to be the person God wants us to be and to be obedient to him, we need to receive the word of God and not just know the word of God. One thing we really need to do then is to learn to cry out to God for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. As a few years ago, a pastor friend of mine in Romania said, the secret of church growth flows out of an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I sense we are in such a time where God wants to refresh the church and pour out his Holy Spirit upon us. We need, therefore, to be transformed from what we were to what God intends us to be, and not be conformed to what has gone before. So what is God saying to us? Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 10 to 13. This is what the Lord says: when the 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my gracious promise to bring you back to this place. We've not been through a 70-year exile, but we have been through a strange year. And just as God fulfilled his promise to his people, he is saying, I believe that we are emerging out of this present period and we are moving into a period of blessing. It will not be all sweetness and light, but I will be with you, says the Lord. Verse 11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you and a hope and a future. No matter what is going on in the world and how tough it comes to be a Christian, God has plans for us. Verse 12, then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. For when we seek him with all our heart, he will hear us. And here lies the challenge. It is time to pray for our nation and seek God to use his people in these days. For he says, verse 13, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. So literally, for when we seek him, we indeed will find him. So as I close, let me underline a couple of points as we move into the future and what it holds. A time may come when we need to consider, should I go against the state that I may honour God? In the meantime, let us fellowship together, seek his face, and seek to reach a needy world with the Christian gospel. Till next time, may God bless you all.